Hallelujah. Amen. Talk to your neighbor and tell your neighbor anything you like this night. Anything you like, anything, tell her. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we sing one hymn? It's a prayer. Hymn number 30 in our hymn book. Can we stand up and sing that song? I'm praising on the upward way. New heights I am gaining every day. The prayer is, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Now, let's go.
I'm praising up the upward way. New eyes I'm
getting
every day.
Our prayer.
By faith on heaven.
By faith on heaven. Unstable.
A higher place.
A higher place.
That I am found.
And I am found.
Love, love,
love, plant my feet.
That's our prayer.
Higher ground. My heart has no
desire
to stay.
Where thou art,
where thou art,
I fear the
same. And fear the
same.
Don't stop me dwell.
Don't stop me dwell.
Where this
abide.
Where
this abide.
My prayer, my prayer.
Oh, my prayer.
Oh, yes. May the Lord answer our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Remain standing. I want to conclude the message I've been taking all this while. Anointing for sale. Pick your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. Verses 1, 2, and 3, 2 Peter chapter 2. Let's pick our text, concluding text. Are we there? Bible reading. We'll spend a few moments, we'll look at the scriptures, then we'll go into prayers, for which reason we gather here tonight. Praise the Lord. Can we go on now? But there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they, with feigned words, make merchandise of you, whose judgment of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. God bless you. You may be seated. I've said so many things. And a lot of people around the world call me. Some of them have started fasting for me, because they are afraid that these people we are exposing may come after my life. Amen. And I don't know which soldier will go to the war front and be afraid of death. You are not qualified to be a soldier. When you enlist into the army, you have signed your death warrant. And then when you are going to the war front, you are not expecting to come back. You prepare your home before you go. Praise the Lord. When you come back, you say, thank God I came back. Because many of us that went didn't come back. Praise the Lord. If you are going to be a preacher of this restoration truth, be ready for anything. And I'm ready for anything. I will say it. I will preach it. Praise the Lord. And the truth is, they can do me nothing. Because what I'm speaking is the truth, and it's from above. And my God will be behind me. Church, I say these things. When you come to a ministry like this, many of us who come here, you only look at the anointing and the grace, and you think this is another church that's just coming up. This is the latest one now. This is now the latest one. Latest one. This is now the latest one. They say, now one house summer. Now house summer? Say, him now house summer. They are very sincere. Now they are making they go. You miss it if that is what attracted you here. What I'm saying, you are only hearing it now. It has been sounding since 1933. It is a move of God. It is a light that is shining. That is what was symbolized by the pillar of fire on top of the head, that God, that supernatural picture that was taken, God allowed science to take that picture. And that pillar of fire that was on the head of William Marion Braham, as you can see it on the screen, that picture there was a light. And that is why the pillar of fire is also a symbol of our faith. Why that light? It is God telling you that this is where the light is now. And what does light come to do? Light comes to expose. Light comes to take away darkness. Gross darkness cover Christianity. Error. So Apostle Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and then, can we read it? Verse 2 and verse 3. Hallelujah. This is his ministry. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled through his subtlety your minds, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. And verse 4, that's where my emphasis is. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit, which you have not received, or another gospel, which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. So, there is another Jesus. There is another gospel. There is another spirit. Amen. Amen. And you cannot have another until there is the real one. You can't have fake until there is original. Praise the Lord. And we have been looking at how anointing is now for sale. This gospel that we preach, known as the end time message, praise the Lord, it is God's attempt in his divine agenda to restore his church. You agree with me, church? Know that the condition that Israel was before Jesus Christ came, the condition it was, no, they would not have received Jesus Christ. They started from the wilderness. They were one faith, under one law, under one leadership of Moses. But by the time that Jesus Christ came, they have fragmented themselves into Pharisees, Sadducees, Herodias, Zealots, and all the other groups you know of. Holding on to the same law of Moses. So, and yet, they were all expecting the coming of their Messiah. Because Isaiah prophesied it. Hallelujah. There were prophecies concerning that in the Bible. They were all expecting the coming of the Messiah. So that you will understand why God reserved an anointing known as the Elijah anointing. That anointing, God reserved it. Anytime Israel moves aside, he will use that anointing and bring them back. Back in line. And that's why John the Baptist was the Elijah that God used. It necessitated John the Baptist to come back and restore their mind back to what it should be, so that they can receive Jesus. That is the natural Israel in the wilderness. The Bible referred to Israel as the church in the wilderness. And we are spiritual Israel. As soon as the church started, it gave us this Bible. When the church started, there was no redeemed, there was no Catholic. There was no assembly. There was no bride assembly church. There was nothing like that. No Anglican, no Baptist. But something happened that fragmented us into denominational fragments. And everyone believes they are the right people. And yet, they disagree with themselves. Pentecostals disagree with evangelicals. Catholics say they are the biggest. They disagree with Anglican. Anglican disagree with the redeemed. Assemblies of God disagree with who? And every one of them, we are expecting the coming of the Lord. And every one of them, hallelujah, believe they are right, the others they are wrong. So, if Christ is going to come, he's going to come according to who? Who will be receiving? Is he Anglican, Redeemed, Divine Life, Catholic, or Celestial? So you and I know, praise the Lord, that God has to do something. He has to do something. He will not come in this confusion. Hallelujah. And that is why he reserved that ministry in Malachi chapter 4. Can we read it? That prophecy has been fulfilled. People don't even know it. Malachi chapter 4 verse 5 and 6. Behold, listen, Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament. The last prophet recorded according to God's agenda in providing a guide for us, the Bible. And the last prophecy he gave that closes the Old Testament, the last chapter and the last verse closed that prophecy. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. What will he do? And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. And that prophecy is standing there. And no denominational preacher will go near that chapter. No theology teaches their students that chapter. Do you see school of theology ever teaching the book of Revelation? They read all books, but they cannot go near the book of Revelation. Praise the Lord. Two books in the Bible. Genesis and the book of Revelation. Amen. Genesis is the beginning of the entrance of Satan into mankind, taking over God's creation. Revelation is his end. And God kept these two books closed. He encoded the revelation. Unless he decodes it to you, you will never know it. And they know better than to go near the book of Revelation. But they have attempted the book of Genesis. What happened that reduced us to what we are today? And they say it is apple that they ate. Even this evening I ate apple and I have not committed sin. We are still eating apple. They are using their head. They must say something. They know something happened, but they must say something. But God has not allowed them to know it. Because it is a mystery. Amen. And until you know that mystery, you will never know why you must be born again. And until you know that mystery, you will never know whether you are truly born again or not. Until you know that mystery, you only be a religious person. You are either a Muslim or a Christian. That's all. Nothing else that is propelling you to take the stand that you take. Until you know that mystery, you will never know who Jesus Christ is. You will never know. You only know him as some big historic man, a powerful man. You know him, that's the end you know. But who he is, you will never know it. And it is that lack of knowledge that has produced the confusion that is in Christianity today. And yet, he says, upon the rock of revelation of who Jesus is, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. You are not angry with what is happening in Christianity because you have not caught the revelation of salvation. You have not sat down to imagine what Jesus Christ did on the cross on Calvary. To know what he went through to produce you and I to be rapturable. The day you catch a picture of what that innocent man went through on the cross on Calvary, then you will be angry when you see people messing up with the salvation that has been given to us. You will value it. It has no value now. That's why people, you know, if you see what people do with that name Jesus, and people whose leader did not die for them, the Mohammedans, the Muslims, you can't play with the name of their leader like that. You can't make a cartoon of him like that. Even calling that name, they call him with reverence. Of their prophet, they call the name Muhammad with reverence. His son, they call his name. They will see it goes with a prayer. Peace be upon him. But it's only our own. Jesus. Jesus. They play with that name until all the sanctity of that name has been eroded. By who? By all the so-called leaders. And if you don't know the real Jesus, you won't know when another Jesus is presented to you. You see? And if you don't know who the Holy Ghost is, then you won't know when another ghost is being given to you. Yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I told you last Sunday, I said, some people, Holy Ghost, they're inside their hands. You want it? Do you want it? Do you want the Holy Ghost? Do you want the Holy Ghost? Take it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ah! Our eyes of understanding he has opened up at last. And she victory is ours. Who we are chained down in the past.
Jubilee has sounded.
Jubilee has sounded. And we have responded to love. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now I was receiving a testimony today of a young man that believed this entire message in Nigeria here, but you know, his head. Now he moved over to America. I know the mother is listening to me now from somewhere in Enugu. They're listening to me now from Enugu. You gave me that testimony earlier today. The son is now in America. He got there, he met a girl. And the girl, he fell in love with the girl. But the girl attends Redeem in America. So Nigerians, they're all Nigerians. You know how to get woman now. Anything they make you do. You know what they find. He follow and go there. But he said when he went there, during communion, he will refuse to take communion. And then they asked him, brother, you don't take communion with us. He said, it's because I don't believe what people are doing here. You know why they come here for their difference. And the girl was a serious member of the church. The girl was, very prayerful. The girl was a known member, loved, beloved of the leaders of the church. Prominent member of the church. So, he said, after one day, he told the girl, let me tell you what I believe that you don't know. He said, sat her down and opened the seals. And began to teach her. The seal is the move of the Antichrist
from the church age
till where we are today,
how Satan has been moving and taking over the church.
He said the girl saw it and said, yay.
From that day, she don't go to that church again.
So they are coming. Why are you no more coming to the church? She's saying, my eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last. And she read to me
the Lord.
And I'm preaching. I know I'm not talking to only you people sitting down here. All around the world, they are hearing me now. Praise the Lord. And I'm telling you, many people, many, anywhere, everywhere, all around the world, they have just glued to the TV station and their computer sets, TV channel and the computer sets, just connecting and here listening to. They have stopped going to some of those dead churches.
When their eyes were open, they knew Jesus.
You thought you were following the real Jesus before. Praise the Lord.
God reserved the ministry of restoration. That's what Malachi chapter 4 is telling us.
Reserved the ministry to restore the church back. And it's there in the scriptures. What we are saying, we are not saying, I didn't meet that man William Branham that God used. He died in 1965. I got to know him in 1989. When I was praying and asking the Lord certain questions concerning the Christian faith after I gave my life to Christ, he led me to the teachings of this humble American man, the most anointed man in this age that God has used. They all acknowledge it. The only thing is they acknowledge the anointing, but they rejected the teaching. They rejected the word. It's the same thing happening now. Everybody is rushing for the anointing, but they are rejecting the word. You see? And see the rottenness that is going on in Christianity today. Praise the Lord. Whether they like it or not, they have written all manner of things concerning William Branham. They will tell you he preached error. Instead of just healing the sick and doing that, and then prophesying, he went into teaching. Then when you ask them, what was the wrong teaching that he taught? They will not go further. Oh, he said that he is the Elijah. He said he's the Elijah. What has he said is Elijah got to do with my conversion? You can say you are anything. Do I quarrel with you when you say you are Archbishop? But what are you saying? It is what you are saying that matters. Praise the Lord. That's why I preach a message that I titled Running Without the Message. Amen. That you are running like a himas. Oh yeah, now you don't. Oh yeah. What is the message? No message. Then why do you say God call you? God call you to do what? God call you to heal the sick. God call you to prophesy. No ministry like that in the scripture. There is no ministry for anointing like that in the Bible. Nothing. Read your Bible, church. Study. There is only one ministry in the Bible. God made us fishermen. And you cannot fish effectively without a fishing bait. The gift is to enable you fish for men.
one ministry given, and it's a ministry of reconciliation. To reconcile the sinner back to his maker. But the sinner will not hear you until you have a gift. You have an anointing. The anointing is to make them listen to what you want to say. The anointing is not the ministry. Listen to that message, you will understand. I broke it down there. You're running without a message. Ahimaaz, what happened? He said, it is well. It is well. The king's son is dead. You are telling the king it is well. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when we speak, they get angry that we are mentioning names of their pastors and their churches. As if there is any church, as if heaven knows any place called Redeem. There's no Redeem in heaven. There's no Catholic in heaven. There's no Brother Assembly Church in heaven. There's no Jews in heaven. No Jews in there. No Jews in there. Nothing like that. Praise the Lord. There is the book of life. And it is not name of churches that is the book of life. Hallelujah. It is the names of God's predestinated seed. He called them his elect. Hallelujah. And those group of people, hallelujah, there is one thing they are busy doing, making their calling and election sure. Hallelujah. They are preparing for the rapture, therefore they can sing, this whole world can never hold any moment how we go. For I've made my consecration, and I have my wedding song. Let's study the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If not for that man, William Branham, my eyes, I would have just been a religious person like any other person. Amen. No matter what they do concerning that ministry, there are a group of people that ministry has been sent to. They will hear it and they will receive liberation. God's attributes were manifested to his name. We have come to revelation. I love God and I say, I know who we are. I what we are responsible. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, original.
Hallelujah.
Original.
The original seed.
The original seed.
The original one.
The original one.
It's what I believe.
It's
what I
meant.
It's with you. I've never seen.
Oh,
the original. The original.
Oh, we are called unto adoption.
We are called unto adoption. Full authority apart. If it sends you, we can join us.
brother is coming soon. Tell your neighbor he is coming soon. He is coming soon. Amen.